You're tuned in to TPE Network, fun yet informative podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our TV and movie reviews podcast. I'm Hank.
And I'm Mel.
And this time, it's us. We're the super... Hey, we're brothers. That's for sure. But he could be Super Melio, and and I'm Hank Ouija. So we're going to get into this. It's going to be a lot of fun talking about this movie. And I am prepared for this, Mel. There we go.
Nice. Very nice.
The first of many, trust me. So we always like to talk about the settings, the characters, all this jazz. So let's start out with some of the settings. I thought this looked amazing. They said they only spent, I say only, but in Hollywood, it's only $100 million to make this animated movie. That's actually pretty cheap by today's standards. And considering they've already made $872 million worldwide at the time of recording, that's a good investment. But I thought it looked amazing, Mel.
No, I agree. It looked very good.
And they nailed it with some of the levels and stuff from Mario Kart, some of the games and stuff. They nailed just that overall look, which could have easily gone the other way if you don't have everybody on board, you know, trying to put in the work. Then you just say, hey, well, we're going to spend X amount of dollars, blah, blah, blah. And then you get some of the stuff in there, but not some of the main stuff in there. I really thought they did a phenomenal job.
No, I agree. I thought, it was, I cannot believe they did that much for so little. Like, it felt like, I mean, with that kind of money, you would think, oh man, this is not going to be done well. But I really liked it. I really liked what I saw.
Especially when you factor in the voice actors you get too, you know, those are some big names. They're not free.
No, they're definitely not cheap.
Do you want to talk about some of the characters?
Yes. So I'm not sure. Well, let's give a background. I've been playing, you know, I've been familiar with Mario since Donkey Kong in the 80s.
Nice.
And so, you know, there was a few hits and a few misses. Of course, there was Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr., which is, fun fact, Donkey Kong Jr. is one of the few games where Mario is a bad guy flat out that early. And then Mario Brothers, and then eventually they get to Super Mario Brothers. But I, you know, Super Mario Brothers is what everybody knows for the most part, the jumping on the turtle shells and what have you. But if you remember in Super Mario Brothers 3, there's a little part of a game where if you jump from underneath somebody and you can knock them off, that's from the original Super Mario Brothers. That's from the original Mario Brothers. For people who think I was confused between Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers. But there was a difference. Super Mario Brothers, the original Mario Brothers, they actually played in pipes, and you could go in underneath turtles and or other players and hit them from underneath the level and knock them on their back. So that was the premise of the original Mario Brothers. And you could play with Luigi on a screen at the same time.
I love that part. I tell you what, one of my best memories in life is around Nintendo. It's when I got the Super Nintendo. I can remember everything about that day. I can remember the UPS truck coming, everything, man. It was just great. I was at the neighbor's house and just sprinting home when I saw that truck go by. It's here. It's here. The whole neighborhood's like, let's go play. And my parents... Let me be on the big TV, you know, in the living room, because that was forbidden up until the Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo was a the Nintendo system was a phenomenon. Like, I remember just there was news specials about Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers. Like when that trick about the shell getting a 99 lives or what have you. Like, I remember that was a news special. like they did that on NBC News at one point, like a year after the game came out. Like, it was phenomenal. It was unheard of because, you know, games weren't what they are now. And, you know, it was a thing. You know, Super Mario Brothers was a thing. And so this was a part of life for a lot of people, and it was a really exciting part of life. And yeah, I agree. I remember when I got it, you know, I was really good. I had good grades.
You're like, what?
Yeah, I got it, and I played it all day, every day.
Oh, man, such good times.
Yes, yes.
You want to delve?
Sorry to pivot. What about recent times? Are you with the Wii, and you know what the changes they've made? Like for example, when you saw the ice flower, did you understand it? Were you familiar with what they've made changes to since then?
I'll be very transparent. Once Mario turned 3D, it got harder for me to play, and I have not been as into the games on the newer systems as I was back in the old days. Even the Nintendo 64, I was big into it. But once we started getting into the Switch and Wii and stuff like that, I was just like, these are a little tougher because I'm going through all three dimensions here.
No, I understand. I had the Mario Brothers for the Super Mario Brothers on the Wii, and you know, I try to get used to the changes and ice flower and what have you, but it's just, you know, once you go, and also I think just Xboxes and PS5s and kind of ruined me from the Wii experience.
Yes.
But it's a little different now. It's not what I'm used to. But I mean, I grew up on a classic like everybody else in the 80s.
I got better at every other type of game when it went to 3D, like shooters and sports, and I got worse at these action games, you know.
You and me both. I couldn't beat an action game to save my life right now. Uncharted, no, any of them. I can't beat any of them.
I'm just like, I own it, but I can't.
Yeah, I got it.
And people are like, why did you get that if you're not going to? The last Mario game I didn't even open. I don't know if it was Sunshine or whichever one they released on the Switch. And I never even opened it. I was like, I'm so, so sorry.
I didn't even have the Switch.
Oh, I've had two of them. And I was like, I'm going to get the OLED. Never got another one. Whoops. do you want to talk about some of the main characters?
Yes. Were you familiar with, I mean, not a main character, but it was a nice Easter egg. Were you familiar with Spike? One of the first characters we see in the movie. He was a guy giving them crap for their commercial.
Yeah, I knew who he was a little bit, but I did not remember his origin.
Yes, he was in the, you know, back when they were actual plumbers. He was their foreman, and they worked for him in a game, and it was called the Wrecking Crew, I believe. It was a cement factory. I believe it was a Mario Brothers Wrecking Crew, most likely.
Awesome.
But a long time ago.
Yeah, he was terrible. He was a mean-spirited individual in the movie. What a jerk.
Yeah. So, going down the list, of course, Mario was voiced by Chris Pratt, and Luigi was voiced by Charlie Day. I thought they did great. You know, they lost the accents that was just for the commercial. So,
it's me, Mario.
Which is good.
You're like, because, whoa.
Which is good, unless you're doing that whole, hey, they just came in from America and learned English. You can't really go with that accent right now.
Right. And people always ask, why do they get professional actors to play voice acting? And I think when you have movies like this, you have to get the big names because they are going to put on a better theatrical performance, even though it's voice acting. The video game voice actors, they're not really hitting all the beats that you have to hit in a movie.
Makes sense to me. I agree.
And so a lot of people always wonder, why do they do that and stuff? But if you ever watch one of these recording sessions, these people they're standing up, they're acting out in certain cases, the action and stuff. It's really cool to see.
Okay. No, I mean, it makes sense to me. I honestly, at first, I could not place because, you know, being spoilers, I couldn't place, so I didn't want to look into the voice acting because I didn't want to get spoiled on a surprise guest or what have you. Mm-hmm. But that was Anna Taylor-Joy from the Chess Netflix show, correct?
Yes.
I'm blanking on the name now. Queen's Gambit, something of that nature, was the show that she was in, the chess show where she was a genius.
She'd been in a lot of stuff, though.
But yeah, yes, yes. Like, she was also in the, she's also in Split and the Glass, if I'm not mistaken. But yep. Yes, yes, okay. Just making sure.
Northman. She was in Northman more recently.
I still need to see that. Okay. Nah, okay, so yeah, that was her. And I know that Keegan voiced a character. And Jack Black. Toad. Jack Black, of course. Oh, Toad. Okay. Okay. He was funny.
He was great.
And you know, Jack Black was Bowser, so of course he had to sing because of his musical roots. So,
and Seth Rogen was Donkey Kong. Let's dig into how you think they did. I thought Chris Pratt was really good as Mario. I liked it.
I thought the same thing. You know, a lot of people kind of poo-pooed the fact because they're getting a little Chris Pratted out, but I had no problems with them. And I, the same with Charlie Day, you know, he had the manic energy that you need for Luigi.
The cowardice energy.
Yes.
The one I was more skeptical of was going to be Jack Black, but he killed it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My concern was, and it wasn't really voice acting as much as what they had with them, for them, was the... was the princess, you know, I thought she did fine, but she was just a little too Xena-like, you know? And I get it, you know, they can't, you know, they don't want to go the Mary Jane is always a damsel in distress route. So I get that, but, you know, she's known for getting captured. You can't completely do a course correct here.
Right. And it's just... the weird times we're in, everybody's afraid to do anything that paints anyone in a negative light, you know?
No, goofy.
I mean, that's how you get story. You tell a story because there is some kind of conflict that, you know, you can't resolve per se. So you have to go on this, you know, this entire hero's journey. And what was driving me nuts was there's so many people that have been reviewing this movie that say that there is no story to the show. And I'm like, are you missing a few freaking coins out of your noggin? Because this is the epitome of the hero's journey. It fulfills every step of the hero's journey. It literally does. I could walk people through it if they would like to go step by step on the journey. But it was just annoying to hear people say that there's no story. I'm like, you would just have pictures on a screen if there was no story.
But a little local joke I have for people around here when I'm drinking is if I say something off the wall, I say, oh, there must have been alcohol in my drink. So I think there must have been alcohol in their drink before they did some reviews. There must have been some there must have been some drugs in their drugs before they reviewed. Because, yeah, I don't understand how you come to that conclusion either. That's just a little weird to me.
Now, you could say a story is basic or a story is flawed or something like that. But to say that there's no story, I was like, what were you watching as opposed to what I watched?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I would never have come to that conclusion. I could never have said, yeah, there's no story to this.
There's just
I
don't no care story. How.
Yeah, I don't care how much I wanted to poo-poo this movie. Saying no story is not one of the... I could not have come to that one.
Right. And so I was like, goodness gracious. But it was a nice cast that they put together. Even Seth Rogen's Donkey Kong, I'll give him credit. It was better than I had anticipated it was going to be.
Yes, I was a little worried about that one because I thought he was going to kind of bro him out too much. But... you know, I felt like it was right for what they were trying to do with Donkey Kong. I mean, he was He was somebody who smashes things.
I need some pineapple, bro. Yeah, that could have went sideways quick, but it's like they reined him in a little bit.
Yes, yes.
And such. And then some of the other ancillary characters I thought did a good enough job and stuff. They always have to throw in the disbelieving family and stuff like that in these little movies.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first time we've seen the extended family. He's like in some of the media, they've mentioned their uncle and a few other relatives, but we've never seen them. I think we've only ever seen the mom and or the dad. So this was new as well, the extended family.
Very, very cool. Do you want to get into some of the wins that we had?
Yes, please.
For me, it was the attention to detail was the biggest win. There was a scene in this movie where there's a little kid. He's got a Nintendo cartridge and he's asking, I believe it was the dad, like, does it work? And the dad goes, blow on it. And I just lost it. I was at the theater with my nephews and nieces and I lost it. I was laughing so hard. Because it is something so simplistic. It was just a fleeting scene, but it captured that whoever made this and put this together completely understands Nintendo lore.
Which means either they're over 30 or somebody over 30 definitely cemented this into their mind.
Yes, most certainly. Because they nailed it. I thought they did a good job of fostering that relationship between Mario and Luigi and why they're a good team and leaving room for them to grow in the movie too. I just loved a lot of the character moments, you know, Toad when he's just gonna go along on the journey. I'm coming.
he just invited himself. Yeah. Yes.
Just a matter of fact. You know, and it kind of makes you feel like some of the games where you're like, I don't want so and so to help me, or I really don't want to play as such and such a character or whatever. But
you don't want an escort mission, yeah,
exactly. You're like forced to do these dumb little aside missions, but it's fun how they portrayed each of the characters, and they had their own like in-depth personality. Any wins you want to focus on?
Well, I really liked the whole concept, of the power-ups. I wish they explained a little more, but just in general, the power-ups were just great for me, just all the way around. But then I always wondered, why couldn't Donkey Kong or anybody else get a power-up? And when he did in the movie, that made it for me. Like when he got I think he took the fire flower, and when he just changed colors and he got it, I was just I lost it. As you guys would say, I marked out on that part.
nice. Wait a minute, achievement unlocked. He used it. Nice.
Yeah, so that definitely was a win for me. I haven't played Mario Kart in a very long time, but when they got to Rainbow Road, that was great.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. Yes.
I'll say this, and this will get me some hate, I'm sure. When you talk Mario to me, Mario Kart is not just superior. It's vastly superior to the modern games. Modern Mario Kart is vastly superior. It's more fun. It's more engaging. There's more to do. It is a group effort. I just think it's not even close for what I would play.
Okay.
Now while I have slacked off on the Mario games themselves, when it comes to Mario Kart, I've owned those on every system that I've owned that they've released on.
I got to get back into that. I have not played a very long time.
I love it. I'll tell you what, if we could all get on there, my goodness, that would be a lot of fun to stream that.
And so it's under the Mario Kart title. Would it be Mario Race now, or
it's Mario Kart still?
Okay.
And they release tracks after tracks. They get old tracks from Game Boy, tracks from all the other older systems and such. But it looks really nice. It's really vibrant and stuff. And I think that game is awesome. And I prefer it to playing the adventure games.
Yes, it was great to see the Mario Kart version or a portion of the movie. And when, you know, of course, everybody did their part while they were racing and what have you, trying to get away from the Koopa ambush. But when that Koopa guy said blue shell and he announced it, I said, uh-oh. Like, everybody knows what that means.
Oh, my gosh.
That was just great. That was just great. And the wife has never played Mario Kart. And so I said, blue shell. She didn't know what that means, but she figured it out pretty quickly.
Yes, blue shells are just like, you either love them if you're always in the back. But if you're a person that's a front runner, man, you're just like, this is the worst thing ever created.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That or lightning. Somebody gets lightning and you're all tiny, you're like, oh, no. Yeah, I love that. Love it. I think that having the Luigi Mansion stuff in there was, oh, it was so good, because as soon as he had that flashlight, I was like, it's Luigi's Mansion, it's going, and he's just such a coward. It's great. It is great how they portrayed him in this. Luigi.
Yeah, you know, I always, it's weird. I never played Luigi Mansion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the premise for the most part. I was always worried about how this was going to work, because I thought in some of the games or some of the media, eventually Luigi gets courageous. So I was like, because I only saw like some of the original cartoons. And you know, he was always, Mario was the courageous one, and he was just kind of like the other side, the foil. And so I was always wondering, like, how are they going to do that? It looks like they stuck with the original premise of Luigi kind of being cowardly, unless he has to be courageous because he's been brought up. But I thought it was really good what they did with that.
The even the score in this movie, I thought was really good. And I thought it was a win for the movie, because some of the songs, you know, are right out of that era. And I was like, yes, this is great.
One of my favorite games, top five all time, I can play it at any time, is Super Mario Brothers 3. And I don't know if you remember, but when at the last world, the last levels, when Bowser's ship is like da 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 da, and so pretty much the whole level, it's a ship going, it's always platform based, of course, and so you have to go to the right, but you have to avoid like bullets and the fire lava and what have you on this little moving ship. And to give myself an extra challenge, I did the whole thing in a frog suit.
Oh.
Like each time I played that level, because, you know, that's water. The ship's on water. But anyway, that was nostalgia for me. A great boost, because they played that little score in the background when the ship first attacked the penguin people at the beginning. So you hear, dun, 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 and it's really playing low, but I heard it.
Yes. And
they just did so many things with scores, and just, we're looking at over 30 plus games of over three decades. So, you know, they hold water for us a lot of times.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you play these tunes at certain parts, and yeah, you're going to take us back to 1986 or 91 or whenever certain games came out. Full disclosure, Super Mario Brothers Part 2 is my least favorite game of all time.
Everybody's least favorite game of all time.
So you could play part of the score from that and I won't get it at all. I'll just be like, oh, okay.
Why am I holding a turnip?
Unless you're holding a turnip I got the reference when the princess glided down, because that was her move in part
two. Yeah,
so I did get that. That was the only two reference I got, if there was one.
Oh my goodness, that is so great. My goodness. Any other wins you want to talk about before we get into some opportunities?
Wins? Any others? No, I think we're good. I mean, I'll throw them in if I remember at the last minute.
Yeah, that's fine. Con-wise, there's a few things that stood out to me that if they would have fixed, it would have even been better than it was. One of which is, how did the shrinking mushroom work, Mel? Because isn't it supposed to wear off?
Yes, I thought so as well.
And he's Bowser's small, and that's supposed to be the finish. But I'm like, we've seen earlier in the movie, we saw Mario get it. And then, when he runs up on him and he's all small, and then it wears off.
I did not like that part of it because,
they're like, reasons. It happened because of reasons. So I did not like that.
And even then, fire is fire. Unless you find a way to depower him, can't he just knock out some fire and get out of the cell? I don't care how small the flame is, in theory,
Do you have any a con that you want to go before I go again?
Yes, I'm going to pivot to a character.
Okay.
So I thought it was a little too much in the end. I think the character's name is Luma Nier.
The little flame?
Yes.
Oh, I hated that character.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No. That had no business being in this movie.
No. And so I knew it was a character. I'm not familiar with this character. And apparently it's not even really a speaking character from what I looked up online. So it wasn't, if you wanted to make somebody like that, you could have made somebody else like that. Like make an annoying character from part two. Like that. remember the first level of part two, there's something that shoots eggs at you and you have to jump on the eggs or something throw it back. Or there's a big mouse. Put a big mouse in, put that egg thing in there, call it a day. why make a character that very few of us even recognize?
Right. And it's saying crazy stuff.
Yeah. And then just keep putting it in there.
Because if they would have just done it once, that was enough. But when they did the sweet release of death, and I was like, that has zero business being in this movie. It really annoyed me.
And I actually heard some audience members at that part go, oh, come on. People exclaim, people were getting tired of it.
Yeah, that's just too much because, little kids, they don't understand, that is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that was funny as a little kid.
No.
So I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that
at all. Another thing I wasn't a fan of is the Tanuki suit does not just last forever, Mel. That ticked me off because in the game, right when you needed that sucker to keep going, you'd flutter right out. But on this movie, you just have sustained flight forever.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Can't you also turn into a statue?
I was not happy at all. Just because it's a little detail, but it's just important for anybody who's used that suit would know. That you don't just keep spinning your tail forever.
Yes, as my favorite game of this whole series.
Yes,
I definitely understand about the Tanuki suit, and not enough of it for me. But yes, it definitely should have been a timer on that kind of thing. I don't think they explained certain suits well, and it just made it as long as you don't get killed or injured, you can have the suit forever.
Yeah.
Which, that's not how they all work.
No, not at all. Any other cons? I have one more after that.
I already touched on the princess being Xena thing.
Yeah, I'll take that off my list then. It just gets a little much when they go, oh, she completed the course on her first try. It's like, come on now.
So she's so I got two on this. So number one, where did she learn the word human? But we're going to assume that the mushroom people also knew the word human and they told her. Okay, fine. She goes to a world where there's full of people like her and she goes, okay. That's the end of that.
Like, let me get back to my home. You're like, what?
Let me get back to
what?
Okay, sure.
Interesting. Interesting. Not curious. Not gonna look at it. No DNA test. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Fine.
One other con I had that would have set this movie just over the edge, literally. Unless I missed it, Mel. I could have been up getting popcorn. But when they were on Rainbow Road, when they went over the edge, if Lakitu would have put them back on, I would have erupted into lunacy. I'd have been like, get a net. This dude has lost it. But they didn't do it. It was like low-hanging fruit, unless I missed it.
No, they obviously, definitely did not do that, because that would have been great.
I was like, please let him just do. And with his, you know, his cheap cheating freaking self, he has set you way back where you had already passed.
Yes. And that would have been a still perfect way for the story to go. How because they wanted to separate Mario and Donkey Kong instead of putting them in a creature. So I didn't recognize a creature off the top of my head. Did you? That they end up swallowing them or what have you?
No, I did not personally.
Okay. So instead of that whole thing, which only really took them away from 7 minutes of plot, just put them in a different world or put them in a different place. Put them where, you know, put them in a world where there's King Koopa's children from part three, or put them, you know, you had other Nintendo references there. Put them in another, I don't know, like there's just so many better ways to do that instead of, so you number one, do the Lakitu, like you said, but number two, just separate them that way because them getting swallowed by a fish, like, okay. And then they just happen to stumble across the ship, I mean, the rocket missile or what have you that was there. It's just, there was better ways to do that, I think.
So I don't know. It could be something that maybe I've missed in one of the smaller games or something, but I don't recall that character. Well, do you want to dig into our ratings then?
Yes, please.
Okay. Remember, we go by our own ratings initiative. 1 is awful. 2 to 4 is poor. 5 is mediocre. 6 is average. 7 good. 8 great. 9 almost perfect, and 10 is perfect. Mel, where do you sit at on this score?
I think I could go. I believe nostalgia factor is kind of weighing.
Yes.
So unfortunately, I'm going to have to go 8.
Oh wow! Okay, we're on the same page because I am an 8 as well. That's exactly where I've been sitting since I saw it. I think it's great writing, great voice acting. Great execution, great Easter eggs. They just could have went that extra mile on some of the other stuff.
Yes. And then, you know, I'm not going to fault it for, I mean, there might have been things in the past few games that changed or,
yeah.
I mean, you've been playing Mario Kart, though, so I guess you know Lakitu is still around.
Yes, he is. But, he's still an idiot, too. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, and I would say for the most part, my nitpick about making every female character Zeta is probably going to keep going. I mean, not every character could be Madison with a Y or Darcy. So, like, it's possible to have good characters without making them Zeta. But, you know.
Yes.
Not every show, not every media is going to learn that. So, we'll do what we can.
I love it. This is a lot of fun, Mel. Like, this, seriously, I wanted to see the movie so bad. I was like, I got to hijack some nephews and nieces and let's go. You know, they want to see the movie. So I'm just doing it so I can hang out. Yeah, right. I was in there cheering, loving it. People were dressed up. I loved it. If I would have had a Donkey Kong tie, I would have wore it. But I was just too close to the time to go to see it for shipping to get it there in time. I was like, please. I'm a huge fan of the Donkey Kong Country games. I don't know if you played those on Super Nintendo and such.
I have played it at other people's houses, but I've never actually owned it and never beat it or anything like that.
Those were fun. Frustrating. Barrel jumps are very frustrating, getting shot out of the barrel while the other one's spinning and you got to land in the next one. And so very frustrating, but so much fun. Just nostalgia bait all around in this movie. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. There was a lot there. Like, you know, I Super Mario Brother games have gotten me through a lot of craziness.
A lot of tough times, man.
A lot of tough times.
I'm going to slam this glass of cold milk and Oreo cookies and have my sorrows go away playing Mario. So I think the next movie we're going to do, I think, will be Guardians, won't it?
Yes,
Guardians it should be. 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then within the month of May, Underground Combat Club will be launching my first short film. So everybody can point, laugh, clown me, whatever. I don't care. As long as you watch. as long as I get the views, I will be appreciative for that. So the trailer will be hitting prior to the end of April. So it should be the last Friday of April. Let me get my calendar out. The 28th. It should be out by the 28th, the trailer. And then the full release should be in mid-May.
So Friday, right after we do our NFL draft podcast.
Is that already coming up?
I know you were not doing it. I just wanted to see your reaction.
I was like, is the draft already coming up? And it is. Yes, you're not kidding.
The draft is Thursday.
Oh, yes. Man. That means I got to start getting ready for fantasy football.
Already. Yeah, already. Time flies. Yikes. April is that month.
I was terrible last year. I'm going to have to do better than that. All right. So lots to look forward to. So stay tuned to our TV and movie reviews podcast, where we will be covering Guardians of the Galaxy 3, the end of their franchise. We'll see how it goes.
Is that official? I mean, obviously we could pivot to that when we do it, but yeah. Is that what they're hyping up?
That's what they're hyping it as. It's the end. Okay. Everybody's going their own separate ways. A lot of the actors don't want to be in it anymore. So,
well, I mean, it's not like Dave Bautista has other things going on, because I don't know if you saw that M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, I did.
I saw it.
We could review that if you'd like, if you got 30 minutes to waste.
We could pad some time in because of the complaint, but yeah.
Here's my list of cons.
Here's my list of pros. The credit sequence wasn't long in the beginning.
I love the teal and orange coloring they used. I'll be just going for like production stuff that they did right, but yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of our TV and movie reviews podcast. For Mel, I'm Hank. Until the next time, it's game over.
See you later.